Welcome to episode 169 of Vegas Revealed. Garth Brooks returns to Las Vegas with a residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
Did you put out invitations for plus ones with this show?
Oh, no. No, but you're in Vegas. Everyone's here. So I'm hoping somebody will go, hey, you know, I'm going to be there. And then what you want to do is you want to work them like a rented mule if they're here, right? Get them out there because I'm a fan first.
More from Garth coming up in our new interview.
Yeah, and we also went to see the show. Plus, Memorial Day weekend is always packed in Las Vegas, but there are a few things that you can actually find to do for free.
Love the price of that one. Plus, our Vegas Golden Knights are getting closer to the Stanley Cup Finals.
And the historic Tropicana Hotel is also getting closer to coming down. It's all coming up this week on Vegas Revealed. Vegas near me is growing by the day. Have you downloaded the free app yet? It's the perfect place to find everything you need if you are visiting or if you're a local.
The app now has over 17,000 businesses in total and over 11,000 menu and reservation links. Plus, you can book on both Uber and Lyft all inside the app.
You'll always know where you are and where you're going with the Vegas Near Me app, available now in Google Play and the Apple Store.
If you have a hard time finding your way around resorts, don't worry. You can find maps of the property all within Vegas Near Me. Also, find out how much they charge for parking so you can plan ahead.
Use our Vegas Revealed link that we provide in our show notes and download it to your phone now. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
Let's spin that wheel. Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 169. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli, coming to you from where else? Las Vegas.
I know. Nice and warm now. Consistently, right? We've been in the 90s.
Consistently warm. Hopefully we're done with all these crazy mood swings that Mother Nature's been having. But yeah, it has been nice. It's been great pool weather. The wind has died down a lot. So if you're planning a trip here, I think you're in for some good summer weather for the foreseeable future, which is great.
Yes. Usually that's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
If we had a cool down in the middle of July, it would be really odd, but
that would be
you never know.
Breaking headline news right there.
Hey, I love getting all these notes from our listeners that take our advice and use our tips. Wanted to just point out a couple of them. A big shout out to Frank from Des Moines, who came into town. He hit up RPM at the Forum Shops for dinner, said he loved it, said the service was excellent. And then he also ventured off the strip and used one of our latest tips to visit the Italian American Club
nice.
On East Sahara.
I love it.
Now, we made sure, remember when we talked about this recently, that everyone knows, even though it says club, in the title, it doesn't mean you need to be a member to go to the restaurant.
Right.
And the lounge and any of the stuff really there. So that's a big thing that people don't realize. Anyway, so Frank said, you know what? I'm going to go check out the Italian American Club. Vegas Revealed says it's good. Listen, he said it was amazing. It was like stepping back in time and that he will definitely be back on his next visit. He said it's kind of going to be probably a repeat thing for him. So I love that.
I mean, listen, we've talked about having it be a repeat thing for us too and having it be like the go-to place for happy hour.
I know. We need to like go soon.
I love it. Hey, I'm ready to go today. We can finish up recording and hop over to Italian American Club for some drinks and apps. Also, we have been getting a lot of feedback, as Dana mentioned. You can always feel welcome to DM us on social media, send an email to ideas@vegas-revealed.com, or just go to our website, vegas-revealed.com, and there's a chat box on there where you can just put in your feedback and it sends it directly to our email. So feel free to do any of that, just like Aaron did. He wrote to us because last week we were talking about the NFL schedule being released, and he was gracious enough to get into the details of how the NFL schedule is set, who plays who and when and where, all of that kind of stuff. And he gave us this great website that we want to pass along to you if you're interested in, you know, advanced scheduling. It's F mlbschedules.com/NFL. And you can pick future schedules and your teams and see when and where they're anticipated to play, because there's a whole like methodology to it.
Yeah.
That Aaron was explaining to us.
Yeah, and we got into it last week because we said a lot of people look at the schedule, especially for Las Vegas, because they want to know if their team is going to play in Las Vegas so that they can kind of do a trip.
Right.
You know, hey, let's go to Vegas and let's watch our whatever Bengals play, you know, that kind of thing, the Raiders. So it's kind of like a tourist thing.
Yeah, it's what our sports tourism is based on. So, Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to send that to us. We appreciate your feedback and your advice so that we can stay up on top of that.
Yeah, and Aaron also says he listens to us because it keeps him close to home when he's on the road a lot. So, love that.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, let's stick with sports and give a big shout out to our Vegas Golden Knights. We haven't talked about them in a while.
We've not.
We are one step closer to winning the Stanley Cup.
I know. So we have advanced to, after a hard-fought series with the Edmonton Oilers, we've advanced to the Western Conference Finals, facing off against the Dallas Stars. Now, the last time that we made it this far in NHL playoffs, we also played the Dallas Stars. This was in 2020, mm-hmm. and they knocked us out.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for a different outcome this time. Western Conference Finals are, you know, here upon us. We're wishing our guys well.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. We keep making it almost almost to the Stanley Cup, but then and we don't. but we're gonna this time. I feel it.
And you know what the funny part about advancing this far in the NHL season is? When you go to the Golden Knights games here in Las Vegas, a lot of times it's like 100 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. So you're dressed in your summer clothes as you're going to the game, but you need to bring your layers with you so that when you get inside the arena where it's like 50 degrees, you're going to freeze your tuchus off if you don't bring your layers. So it's like you need to be prepared for a big climate shift.
Yeah. That's for sure. And it's a fun experience outside too if you don't go to the games. We've done that before. Watch the game at Beer House. We actually had another listener, in fact, write us and say, where should I watch the game that's not inside the arena? I know you guys know the spot, and we recommended Beer House because you and I have gone there a few times. I know you've been there even more than I have, and you can watch the game and hear the siren when they score. It's a lot of fun. The whole atmosphere in front of T-Mobile Arena. We highly recommend that. And I'm glad to see the Golden Knights doing well because, you know, they had so many player shifts and the community wasn't like a big fan of a lot of the change. So it's like, okay, we had a good season now with new players. And I feel like maybe people are settling in and realizing that this is what happens in sports. We lose some of our favorites, and we have to embrace the new players.
Well, and speaking of changes, Pete DeBoer, who was our coach last season, is now the coach of the Dallas Stars.
It's going to be good.
So he has intimate knowledge of our team, which could be an advantage for the Dallas Stars. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I am hoping for a terrific outcome our Golden Knights.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Oh, gosh.
Then we would have the WNBA team that won.
Right.
And then we would have a Stanley Cup, and then we're on our way. We just need the Raiders to do well this year.
We do. Yes.
Well, look, likely, we have talked about this before. We are really getting close to a baseball stadium being built, and it's going to be apparently on the site of the Tropicana. We told you about that, and the Tropicana is just to the south of MGM Grand. It's across from Mandalay Bay, a little to the north on that corner. You know, Tropicana was built back in 1957, so it's a big deal that this piece of history would come down, but we're still waiting, and, you know, anything can happen after we post this podcast, a change, a vote, but we're waiting for, you know, a bill to be presented to the Nevada State Legislature before June 6th.
Right, and as we've talked about here in our special coverage, Nevada lawmakers need to pass legislation that would approve about $400 million in public funds to help build the proposed stadium at that Tropicana site. So, you know, that may happen after we post this episode. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It's kind of, it needs to happen before June 6th.
Right.
And then the MLB would need to approve relocation of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. That would happen by January 1st. So these next, you know, 6 months in terms of the MLB decision will be interesting to watch.
Yeah. And you know, it's a proposed stadium. I don't even know if we got into the details last time, like with 35,000, it's supposed to hold retractable roof. The stadium would go up, the Tropicana would come down, but the Tropicana also plans to build another hotel casino that would kind of like integrate. They handed out a letter to employees saying that, you know, you would lose your job. If we start this, it'll be in about 18 to 24 months. And so we kind of know where that stands. So it's all becoming more and more real.
Exactly. And, you know, if this plan does move forward as planned and on schedule, it looks like we would have a baseball stadium on that site by 2027, so in 4 years from now. If construction delays are factored in, then it could get pushed to 2028, which sounds so weird. Doesn't it sound so weird that 2027 and 28 are only like 4 and 5 years away?
I know, it goes fast. Whenever we announce something and then construction starts and then all of a sudden the years just fly by and like, hey, we have a new arena, we have a new stadium, like, feels like nothing, blink of an eye.
Yeah, it does. And seeing how quickly Allegiant Stadium went up and opened, I mean, things happen quickly here.
Yeah. You're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to see a lot of things. Make sure you do your own research to make sure. We just saw today on Instagram a certain
blogger.
Influencer. That reports something about this that was made absolutely no sense. It's very frustrating coming from a news background, seeing all the misinformation out there that people, you know, they're trying. It's interesting coverage, but it's not factually correct. And people buy it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, wow, what? This, that. Wow, I didn't know that. Wow, this is so cool to learn this from you. No one's talking about this. Well, no one's talking about it because it's not right.
Right. Exactly. It's not true.
It's not true. So we don't want to call out any specifics, but we are going to keep an eye on that stuff because I feel like, you know, I don't know. When it comes to this stadium, this certain post was not factually correct.
And just know that we've talked about this in the past as well. We do our research. We talk to verified sources. Oftentimes we go to the source of information to make sure that what we bring to you on Vegas Revealed is what's going on. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And if we're ever wrong, send us an email and call us out because we'll be like, oh, we didn't, you know, we'll look into it. We had someone do that like maybe like a year ago and was just giving us a little bit more context in something that had to do with gaming. And it was great because then we were like, oh, okay, we didn't realize that. So anyway, we're always up for that stuff too.
Well, Dana, the lightning rolled, the lightning struck. And once again, Garth Brooks is back as a Vegas headliner, and I mean, we could not be happier. What a show.
I think both of us today are like still talking about it, still thinking about it, and just smiling because we had the best time.
I mean, he is there's a reason why he has won Entertainer of the Year so many times. He is just incredible.
Listen, and he knows how to do Vegas. So we're going to get into our thoughts on why that is the case. Because I think you and I have been discussing lately, like we've gone to shows and we like them, but we're not leaving with this feeling of like, gosh, that was amazing.
And right. Yeah. It's felt like a concert and not an experience. Garth Brooks gives his audience an experience.
It really does. So we talked to him earlier in the day. He had a press conference, and then he allowed some of the media outlets to, you know, ask him a couple questions one-on-one. And so we enjoyed getting a little one-on-one time with Garth. And, you know, I kind of started off the interview. I felt like I needed to let him know. I was like, gosh, like, even when he was doing the press conference, it's just like, well, he has those beautiful blue eyes regardless. But he just lights up the room. He's so casual. But I was like, man, you look like 10 years younger. Your energy is still there. Like, nothing's changed from the last time I interviewed him like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to catch up with him, and let's roll that interview.
doing the stadium tours, doing the intimate shows, doing a show like this, does this keep your energy up, keep you going, keep you excited?
Yeah, of course, but being Mr. Yearwood doesn't hurt either. That woman's a dream. So I really feel like the last, 10, 15 years of my life, kind of gone the other way. So it feels good, and I think music does that too. I think music keeps you in the game and keeps you current. It's fun.
And did you put out invitations for plus ones with this show?
Oh, no. No, but you're in Vegas. Everyone's here. So I'm hoping somebody will go, hey, I'm going to be there. And then what you want to do is you want to work them like a rented mule if they're here, right? Get them out there because I'm a fan first. So let's just drop a name like James Taylor. My gosh. We named our first kid after James, just so you know. Uh-oh. I love him. If James Taylor would be here at the same time and want to play, I think I would just turn the guitar and everything, and then I'd go sit out in the audience and just watch. I love the thoughts and the possibilities.
So if Usher shows up with his roller skates from his show, are you throwing on a pair too?
Oh my gosh, that's going to be tough. Me and him did the inauguration together, and I got to know him really well that day. And it's weird. What you find out is you think you guys are so different, but we're all a lot more alike than you think. It's great.
Looking forward to it, man.
Me too, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, it wasn't Usher who was Garth's plus one opening night. It was his lovely wife, Trisha Yearwood, and the crowd went crazy when she stepped out on stage.
We had a feeling that would happen because it only makes sense, right? And you hear him in the interview talking Trisha up. I mean, I love how much they support each other.
Totally.
It's so cute. She was amazing. She looked incredible, and she sang one of my favorite songs of hers. She's in love with the boy. It was great. And they did a duet too from A Star is Born. It was
from
the Lady Gaga song, right?
Yes.
I forget the name, but the very popular duet. Yeah, that one.
Do you need more? Well, they sing that and they sound great.
Yeah. That was an incredible show. We mentioned that Garth really brought it. And what made it so Vegas is, I think, personally, it was a mix of emotion, fun, it was wild, there were stories, there was passion, and he talked to us, which you felt special. No matter, every person in that room felt special, and like they just had the time of their life. It's like you're completely immersed. He performed for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I mean, the show just kept going and going. And even at the end, he said, well, I've definitely gone over my time limit, but here we are. And I think the show felt like, remember MTV used to do those Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Like the Unplugged Behind the Music kind of deals. And you would watch that and listen to your favorite artist, a Mariah Carey, Usher, Christina Aguilera, like hear the stories behind the songs. Mm-hmm. And it just felt so intimate and you wished you could be there in the audience. This felt exactly like that to me, except 50 times better than I could have ever imagined it.
Right. And you know why too, is because he didn't go on and on about it. It still moved.
Right.
He moved, but he was like, the story that he told was enough. And he, it spoke eloquently about it, where you're like, okay, you had the idea, and then he kicks into it, and it just was great. I love that he took some audience questions that they had pre-written out that people had submitted. He respectfully pointed out a husband who had just got home from serving. The crowd went crazy. He took off his hat. That was a very emotional part, and he actually put that out on his Twitter last night that was his favorite part of the show.
Yeah, it was a really special moment.
It was, and he said it had nothing to do with music, but it had to do with you, as in like the people. And I thought that was amazing. So there are moments like that just pop up organically. It was amazing.
And I also loved that Garth even played some music that wasn't his, but it was music that inspired the songs that he ended up writing and making famous.
Yeah. And the way he talked about other artists.
Yes.
And also how much he really took time to introduce each band member and tell their history. He had a huge band. The curtain lifts up and there was like 15 people in that. I mean, everything from every instrument. Some of them had been with him for years and years and years. Others were newer, but he talked about their background and their influence on the song that he was just about to play.
Right. And so we're explaining what we loved about the show. We're not going into detail about every little aspect of the show. And that's because Garth really wants each performance to be special and unique for every single audience. And as part of that, he's decided not to allow phones in the auditorium during his show.
Right. It was a big decision, but you know what? We loved it. Now, this is probably unpopular opinion, because I usually hear people say, when I just look at comments and reactions to different kinds of shows that have people put their phones away, that they don't love it. I loved it, because you and I could be immersed in the show. The whole crowd could be immersed in the show. And not standing there recording, I mean, we have to get bits for our social media because it's what we do and we cover it and people want to see. And so we often have to shoot little pieces. But there are some people who sit there and record literally the whole show and have a phone in the air the whole time. It was so nice not to see that.
Yeah, I felt like it created such connection with Garth and even with the people around us. I mean, we made friends.
Yep.
With people who were sitting around us, because we were striking up conversations instead of, you know, people being on their phones or, you know, getting a social media post out or recording video that they're probably never going to look at again.
Yeah. So let's listen to Garth in his own words. He describes this. He says, people are going to be coming to my show over and over, and I don't want the whole thing posted online. I want you to have that experience. You're paying for a ticket. You might as well come and be a little bit surprised.
So since there are people that have tickets, December 20-something, you know, right? It's crazy. I want the show to be brand new for them, not something they can go online and just see the whole damn thing. I don't think it's fair to them. I don't think it's fair to the story. I don't think it's fair to the artist. So Randy Bernard came up with, hey, people don't like putting their phones in a bag. Totally get it. So Randy said, what if when they open that bag back up, there's stuff in there for them? So one of the things we did was, there's a QR code in it. We have a professional photographer every night. They'll be posting those for that QR code only. So these people can now have their memories to themselves, or they can choose to post them if they wish. And also we're gonna try and throw in some video there. As long as we don't give away the show, a little bit of the video. Because there's gonna be things, hopefully, Ty, that happens only on that night. Those moments are the ones you wanna capture, because it isn't part of the show. It's a fun little freak thing that happens. And I'm an entertainer, so if it really works well, it will be part of the show the next day. But those things are fun. So hopefully it'll just get better and better with time as we do it. But that's the original plan, so we'll know. It's a great question. Thanks for letting me get a chance to explain that.
So we didn't have that actually in the pouch. We got a lanyard. And this was great too, because everyone got a Garth Brooks VIP lanyard. Everyone was a VIP. And that again is Garth Brooks. Everyone is equal. Everyone is a VIP that comes to my show. You're all special. And on there was a golden ticket. And on that is a QR code. And so if you click that after you get out of the show, it takes you to a link of a bunch of professional pictures from the night.
And I thought that was really nice that, you know, even though phones aren't allowed, he is still giving the audience pictures and in some cases video of those moments from the show that really were special, and that you have those really amazing photos to keep for yourself as a keepsake and as a memory of an incredible night with Garth Brooks.
Yeah, we just loved it. We could go on and on. We hope, you know, some of this information helped. Again, we don't want to get into the real nitty-gritty details. One little note, people asked us, like, is there a lot of production? It's like, no, there is the band. There's an amazing huge screen where you can see him up close if you're up in the balcony. A couple logos. The curtain came up and revealed his band at one point. And other than that, but you didn't need it.
No.
I didn't care.
No.
It wasn't necessary. But he filled the stage. He runs back and forth more than I've ever seen anybody run back and forth.
Well, and I will say, I think he acknowledged, not by name or by pointing out, but he acknowledged every part of the audience throughout the show. So Garth is an ultimate performer. He knows what he's doing. He has created an incredibly intimate, memorable, unique show that you will only get here in Las Vegas. And that's what I love about this residency.
Yeah, it's great. He sold out for 2023, but there are some resale tickets on StubHub and stuff. We browse. They started around, what did I say, 298 or 340?
Yeah, right around 300.
But his tickets for 2024 are going on sale soon. And if you want to hop on board any of those dates that he released, I would get on there and get, you got to sign up, right? It's the verified.
Yeah, they're doing the Ticketmaster verified fan sign up. So you have to log in, become a verified fan of Garth Brooks. And here's the other thing that he's doing. If you signed up to be a verified fan for his first run of shows through the end of 2023, through the end of this year, but you didn't get in on those tickets, they put all of those fans aside and you are now going to be first in line for tickets in 2024. I believe the shows begin in April, spring of 2024.
And before we get to tips, I wanted to mention this fabulous Commercial Center block party that took place. You and I could not go because we were at Garth Brooks' show.
Yep.
But Commercial Center is like a shopping area, historic shopping area on East Sahara. It's to the east of the Las Vegas Strip. People have come and gone. So there's been amazing stores and restaurants in there for many, many years. There's a theater. There's the Green Door. All sorts of different kinds of things through the years. Well, anyway, they're trying to revitalize this area, and they had this block party where they gave out tickets, okay, free tickets. So it was a big deal, and 12,000 of them were gone in hours.
Like, I mean, as soon as we started texting about it, as soon as we got word, it seemed like I don't even think I had time to go on and
no.
apply for tickets. And we got another notice that tickets were all gone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny because, and you were saying it was so interesting because the county put this out there. I mean, so, you know, it's like, that was something different, you know, and the big deal was that Deadmau5 was going to perform, a very popular electronic DJ.
Yep. And
celebrity DJ, really, I would say. Everyone knows, you know, has heard or seen visual of Deadmau5.
Exactly.
His big ears.
Kind of looks like a big electronic Mickey Mouse kind of deal. But I thought what was interesting about this is there is this concerted effort right now to revitalize the areas east of the Las Vegas Strip because there are so many historic parts of town. There's a great golf course over here on the mm-hmm. east side, Las Vegas National. Mm-hmm. And that's where, if you watch the movie Casino, that's the house where Robert De Niro lived in that movie is over along that golf course.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's all of these great historic pop culture places mm-hmm. over on the east side. And Clark County is really putting an effort into revitalizing the area, bringing attention to the area, and hopefully bringing tourists to the area as well once revitalization efforts keep going. Because the Huntridge Theater is another place that is being revitalized right now. They just relit the sign to the Huntridge Theater. And this was built back in the 40s. I believe it was the first air-conditioned theater in Las Vegas, and lots of concerts have been held there.
The Killers started there. They used to play there when they were young,
yep.
and you know, look at them now. So I know they're huge backers of revitalizing that Huntridge Theater. So
yeah, I would love to see the entire area because there is so much potential.
Yeah, there really is. So anyway, this was a great event with local artists. They had food trucks, they had drink stations, a Deadmau5 performed. They had other local entertainers there too, in several different stages. So really cool to see that happen, and hopefully it will bring attention to that area and people will start going, hey, we need to bring this back and keep this alive. So look forward to hearing more about that.
All right, let's get to tips. Dana, Memorial Day weekend is upon us. That means tons of people are coming into Las Vegas for a long extended weekend, either driving or flying in. There's of course lots to do. There's big pool parties. There's big concerts, as always. But people are always like, okay, that's cool, but what can I do for free?
Right. So let's be honest. For our segment that we do in Los Angeles, KCAL-CBS, they said, hey, what free things are happening for Memorial Day? And we went, Probably not much, but we did our research. So we thought, you know what? Let's make this our tip segment.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you looked around and you came up with some really good ideas. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. So there are free things to do.
There are. And let's start with the pools, because we know that obviously Vegas is the place for day clubs. These huge pool parties are the thing to do, the place to be during the day in pool season here in Las Vegas. Well, you can get a great pool vibe if you come just like a block or two off the strip over at Topgolf. They have a great pool area. It's a great vibe in there, and it's free to go and use the pool.
Right. Not a lot of people realize that. It's first come, first serve, so you got to get there, you know, before anyone else, if you want like a specific area to sit and all that or lounge around, but not a lot of people realize. So sometimes you go, especially if it's midweek and it's like, you have a nice pool to hang out at for free with a great vibe. You hear music, you could go order some food, all of it.
By the way, even if you're not golfing there, that's also a great spot to just go and hang out at one of the many bars that they have and grab some food. They have huge screens to watch games. So all in all, Topgolf is a great place to go. Like I said, even if you're not golfing.
Right, exactly. Hey, we've already talked about Nashville Unplugged, but let's reiterate that Friday at 9 o'clock of Memorial Day weekend, they're doing another show, and those are free. Is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
You look it up. Okay, 8 o'clock on Friday, the weekend of Memorial Day. They're doing another show over there at Mandalay Bay, right in the lounge in the center of the casino. Nashville Unplugged is a great show. Sean went. You loved it, right?
Oh, it was so much fun. Living room style environment. It's just great to kick back, listen to the songwriters who've written, you know, incredible, not only country music, but other genres as well.
Yeah. And then you can go up to Fremont Street, which we know a lot of you that listen love to do. Fremont Street Experience, they have free concerts all the time, that weekend included. And then we also saw that actually Smash Mouth is headlining and performing on the Sunday night before Memorial Day Monday. So if you want to see Smash Mouth, get up to Fremont Street for the free concert.
Also over at Virgin Hotels, which is the former Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, they have a lounge in there called the Shag Room. And each Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m., they have free music in there as well. So those are some great options that are going to cost you nothing to go and partake in.
And just a note, you know, if you're like, I can't afford to come in, I'm looking at prices on the strip, you know, and like everything is through the roof, because we ran into something similar. Our families are coming in at a weekend in September for an award that Sean and I are getting. And we said, what's going on that weekend? And it was like Mexican Independence Day weekend. You look up and you're like, okay, so the prices are really high because it's going to be really busy. But then we looked at off-strip pricing. And keep that in mind, everyone. There are so many hotel casinos that are off the strip, but not too far. I looked at Virgin and I looked at the Palms, and they had great rooms that were, you know, $700 at the Wynn, but now, but comparable, if not even a little bit bigger, over at the Palms for $149. So make sure if you really want to come to Vegas, you may just not be able to stay exactly right on the strip, but you'll be close enough with the options that we have. We've got the Rio, we've got, and then there's ones that are farther too that are good.
Right. And you know what? That may not be a bad option when you think about it, so that you can go and be in the heart of everything happening in Las Vegas. But then when you go back to your room, it's like you're taking a little bit of a step away. Mm-hmm. You're not in it all the time.
Hey, I wanted to mention a couple things before we leave. People always ask me about, like, I always say on your Instagram pushing these goalie products, and they're gummy vitamins. Yes. Do you use them? Yes, I do use them. I use different ones for different things. I love the super greens because I don't get a lot of greens in. I love the super fruits because it's good for your skin. I don't take the sleep gummies very often because I usually have no trouble falling asleep. But there's one called ashwagandha, which is great to kind of relax you when I get stressed out. So I use that one too. There's so many. They have a bunch of new ones, a Beats one. They have a super extra sleep gummy bottle. They have the immune gummies, which are great for travel. But you can always check in with me because they give me a lot of sales to push out. And right now there's a 35% off sale. And all you have to do is, if you're interested in ordering Goalie gummies, and I know you've used them, your mom's used some of the sleep gummies.
Oh, my
she
family's
them.
Used them. Yeah. We have a cabinet of them.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. And you know what? I love to pop one in whenever I'm craving something sweet. I pop a gummy I figure it's better to
have
a
vitamin. The chocolate ones too.
Yep, the chocolate ones. And some of the gummy ones are actually, you know, sweet as well.
Yep.
So if you had that craving, it kind of... But anyway, 35% off is the sale right now. You can go to goalie.com, surf around. But when you check out, put in my code, and that is Dana Roselli. So my name all the way through with no spaces, DaynaRoselli. If you want to order a pack of gummies, try one out. It's a good deal.
And just keep in mind, those immune gummies would be great, especially if you're planning on traveling.
Yeah.
Get them in time so that you can get them into your system before you travel, during, and then after as well.
Yeah, it's a good deal. They're delicious. My whole counter's full of them. If anybody came in, they'd be like, you obviously distribute Goalie gummies. Also want to thank Vegas Near Me, of course, our sponsor for this podcast. Download, the link is in our show notes. Go to our show notes. There's a link and you can download the app for free. You can have an Android. You can have an iPhone. There's tons of different YouTube clips and podcast clips in there under each of the attractions and restaurants and hotels. Whenever anyone talks about one of those places, they actually put the conversations that are had on YouTube and on, you know, audio podcasts so people can hear about them.
And also a big thank you to the subscribers to Vegas Revealed who help support the show. You can find that link down in our show notes as well. Subscriptions start at just $3 a month, and it helps support what we do here on Vegas Revealed and all the fact-checking that we do.
Yes. And time.
And time.
We're trying to take this podcast to the next level. We've had a lot of meetings, so your support means everything. If you want more out of us, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. Let's hope.
And again, email us, drop us a DM, let us know what you want to hear about on the podcast as well. We want to give you the stuff that you're interested in, so do not hesitate to contact us. We'd love to hear from you.
We'll be back next week with episode 170. Writing in the city, we got bills to pay. Packing up a suitcase, let's take a holiday.